Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Days that I have a very good message, I can assure you that you see that I didn't even pray, because I know you like it. You know, most times I need to pray to prepare your mind. So you should be very happy. I'm so happy for you guys. Genesis chapter 1. So I want to talk about the three laws. Did somebody say power? The three laws to manifesting dominion. Hallelujah. Now I want you to... This message somehow could be an offshoot from last Tuesday with Pastor Prophet David. Amen. And he's still here with us, so we celebrate you, sir. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's do some reading. It's the entire chapter, but I think we all know what is in chapter 1. It's the creation story. Okay, let's do this quickly. Please, I will need you to write a few things. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. So let's jump to verse 26. I will recommend you read the entire chapter. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him, male and female. And I've established this before, and I think I should just say it again, for emphasis, that when God said, let us create man in our own image, he wasn't talking about the male gender. Praise the Lord. He wasn't talking about the male gender. He was talking about Adam. Adam is a combination of both male and female. And you find it in that scripture. He's saying this image. Put up that scripture again. Created Eden. He said, so he created man in his own image. Now, if you see the word, he created man, you are almost tempted to think he's talking about the male gender. And man is not male. Hello? Are you with me? There's a difference. In God's dictionary, man is not just male. It was the fallen state of man that segregated that. In God's mind, put up that scripture. In God's mind, in God's position, from God's angle, man is equal to M plus F. But when you say male, you are referring to the masculine gender. And when you refer to the female, you are referring to the feminine gender. But as far as man is concerned, you are talking about male and female. In fact, let's do how many letters WOMAN? That's five letters. The word man is MAN. So 3 over 5 times 100. Please, somebody help me. 60%. Which means that even when you refer to the woman, she is even more masculine, more male or more masculine than feminine. In that sense, there's just 40% of you that she doesn't have. But she can have an intelligent conversation with you and understand you. That's why women can read men 500 years or 500 miles apart. They know when the guy is coming. You say, he will come. No way. She will just smile. He will come. And you will come. He will come because she knows. She has read you. It's feminine instinct. It's God-given. It's not from Satan. All right? Now, this message is not about who has more power between male and female. Just like as I was preaching on Sunday, and somebody thought I was talking about food and clothes. And I said, this message is not about clothes. Have you seen those posts? Those kind of posts on, say, this post is not about. I told you would like it. So, where was I? So, I've preached from this chapter severally. But today, I saw at least two or three principles for manifesting dominion, because the whole idea of God creating man was to fill a gap. If you don't understand the original intention, you may not know why God is not a religious person. You will not see the connection between what you do and God's plan. You will only see God's plan from inside the church. And then when you go out there, you become confused. You really don't know how what God wants you to do connects with what you do with your regular life. So please let me tell your neighbor, God is not a religious person. So God is dominion oriented. That means he's, and you will understand the first point that I'm going to give you. If you don't master these points, it doesn't matter how well intentioned you are. You will never be influential in life, and you will never, even if you get some level of influence, you will never maintain it. These three rules, they are from this chapter. We can send you to Harvard Business School to go and learn it, but they will never tell you that they got it from here. They will quote other dead people and tell you that in 1974, this is what this man wrote. But the man got it from Genesis chapter 1. So I want to speak to your God DNA, your God gene tonight. So that you will not waste your time trying to buy a ram of 150,000 or 250,000, thinking that you will appease God. God no longer eats ram. And is not impressed by it. So what is the first? I think it should be like three C's, but forget about the, what do you call those things? Three C's. It's not acronym. I know in the banking we have five C's of credit. Capital, character, and so on. But this message is not about collecting a loan. So the first principle here that God wants us to understand about him, and thereafter about how he has made us. From Genesis chapter 1, when you read that scripture, Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, verse 2, you are introduced to the creator mode of God. The creator mode. Now, let me speak to your heart. Hello, are you here? Don't be offended. Take it as a challenge. If you are dropped in a desert and you are given several equipments, you are given a sewing machine, you are given spanners, you are given screwdrivers, you are given a computer, a personal computer, internet, whatever. Anything that the Creator felt you should be able to, like, just find your way around. What can you do? I hope you know that God recreated the earth out of rubbish. There is a creator mode. And you, please listen to me. Please listen to me. There is a creator mode that God operates in. And that he put on the inside of you for witty inventions. That creator mode, if that version of you doesn't wake up, it doesn't matter what you do in life, you will eventually most likely be poor, broke, and you will not have any influence in life. And you may even get to the point your children will insult you. Are you listening to me? Please, as much as you can, you need to put this down, because you may not even have the opportunity to go back and listen. But tonight's message is a game changer. Please let me tell your neighbor, God operates in the creator mode. And so should you. Please let me ask your neighbor, what is that thing that God has given you capacity for? Let me ask your neighbor. This is the difference between creators and employees. Now, the good news is that if you are hearing this type of message from me, it means you still have hope. That's the good news. Don't believe that lie that it is too late for you to start something. I am telling you that God came into the space, he saw that there was a problem, and the first thing he did was that he got into his creator mode. And he also told us exactly how we did it. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, said, the Spirit of the Lord began to brood. So as Christians, what do you think is your advantage here? You want to fix a problem? You want to create something? You are in front of your computer. Your client has said, get me this design. God says, apart from knowing what to do, you need an inspiration. Say, there's a spirit in man. There's a spirit in you. That spirit has the God gene. That spirit. Oh, goodness. You know, I don't know whether it was my wife I was telling, or somebody I was discussing, maybe today, or I don't know if the person is even here now. My professor said to us, 2 weeks before his exam, and that exam was last week, he said, if I ask you to describe an item and you write a page, or you simply describe, or you write 2 pages, you are failed. See, because this is a PhD class. In my mind, I'm thinking, if it's a PhD class, why are you stressing our lives now? Just give us a certificate, let's go. Our work here is not to write exams, it's to do research, to write a thesis. So why are you stressing us with paper exam? It doesn't matter. Maybe it's just for us to understand what you are saying. Well, by God's grace, he said no. So the night, even before the exam, I just tried to understand the key concepts that I could, because God knows my situation is in his hands. But I have a particular, I don't know, MJ, I'm sure we've spoken about this before. There's something that always happens to me, and it became heightened after I became a pastor. So that the way that thing works, it's like cheating, you know. I get into the exam hall, and when I see the question paper, it's like my brain splits into three. I can, like a monitor, I can see it like this. Then I become unusually able to analyze. I'm not a very analytical person except for bad things. But this time around, I'm telling you something you can covet. So, do you have a pen? Do you have a, I think, okay, I have one here. So, I have the paper in front of me. I usually write my matric number on my hand because I don't remember, I don't know it. In fact, my professor was so furious at me. You don't know your matric number? I said, I'm busy making money. He was so offended. Do you know that the moment they say start, I had forgotten that I used to have that experience. I just saw, pew, pew, my brain split like this into three. I remember that the man said, if you, because the man seemed, you know, there was something I was saying here 2 weeks ago. I said, literature review is the Cinderella. Did you? The thing came out like that. That I was saying, it came out like, you are a witch. You are a prophet. Cinderella. I'm telling you. The way I was saying it, number one. You know, I didn't even study that question, but I said it. But where the inspiration came from, the answer was there. I only had an idea. I'm trying to tell you about the creator mode, because the way the creator mode works for everybody will be different. Please, are you with me? I'm telling you, you can sit in front of a plain paper. You don't know what you are going to design. All you know is that something is going to happen here. You are going to do something you have never done before. And all you have is your pencil. Say, teach it my hands to war. By the time you have the draft and you are done, nobody can believe you didn't have that idea. I answered the first question on that Cinderella, and I that was the end of the booklet. About 10 pages. Then I remember that I only answered one question, and I was supposed to answer three. So I went to the professor and said, please, I need a booklet. Sorry, you mean extra sheet? I said, no, another booklet. Now, what I'm telling you is that if you think what I'm telling you is because I'm smart, there was something I always knew, that in every man, God put an advantage. God put something in you that is a cheat code. Once you find it, you know there are areas you don't need to go and struggle with anyone, because that's not you. You have no business in that area. You are like a fish out of the water. But when they insert you into certain environment, your creativity becomes natural. And that was what happened in Genesis chapter 1. God was used to chaos. When he came into the earth and saw what Satan had done, he just stepped back. What's the strategy for creation? Holy Spirit first. The Holy Spirit came. Took it. We don't know how long he spent there. But you see, that thing is the what we, somebody, there's a song we used to sing. You are brooding over every darkness. That's Genesis 1. So you see that brooding, the original interpretation from the Hebrew is likened to when a mother hen sits on the eggs to keep them warm, because if they are not warm to a particular degree, the chicks will die. So in order for God to preserve that life, he instituted a spiritual principle. And please hear me, because I want you to go back to your businesses and your life and understand that there is a formula to fix everything. That if your words are falling to the ground, it's because you have not met the temperature requirement for what you ask. There's a brooding. There's a level of heat that cooks certain food. In fact, the doctors tell us that there are some vegetables you should not expose to a certain degree of heat. It destroys it. So you need to know exactly. For whatever reason, women can tell the exact, just with their fingers, exact amount of salt to put in a pot or stew. They just
it's okay. Without tasting it, and they don't go back, it's okay. It's the men that need to taste. When we cook, we go and say, ah. So, meanwhile, the salt is already doing its work, but because you did not taste anything, you now go only your children can eat the food. You can't eat the food. They are waiting for mommy to come back. The day daddy decided to cook, everything scattered. Come on, say creator mode. The principle to this creator mode, first of all, is that you must understand the situation in front of you. Number two is to step back and allow the Holy Spirit to come forward. We are addressing this matter as Christians. For the unbelievers, you will find them do something that looks similar to this. You'll find someone like Michael Jackson, he withdraws from people. It was reported of him, he withdraws from people, goes into a solitary place. Nobody, the moment he emerges, he comes back with new songs, with some kind of strange aura. It's the same principle, but from different camps. Please, you must understand this thing. That God has put in you a creator mode. There must be a readiness in you. You need to embrace that side of you to know how to turn on that switch whenever you want to. For most of us who found ourselves in this region, sometimes we just notice it happened spontaneously. We hope it was the Holy Spirit. No, God, yes, it was the Holy Spirit, but there's supposed to be a way you should be able to turn on that switch when you want it. The only way to that is to practice the laws, get used to them, and know that, okay, the way this thing works with me is that I have to stay away, for instance, from the parlor and stay alone in the room. And then my husband, your husband tells everybody, nobody tells the kids, nobody go to the room, your mom is busy. You need to be in a solitary place. For some people, they find that they need to be in a state where they are just praying in the spirit and they are meditating on the world. You need to put yourself in an environment that allows that you to wake up and take over. If you do not develop this creator side of you, you will be a slave. No matter how rich you are, you will be a slave eventually. One day you are going to grow old and people will tell you you are too old for what you are asking for. But if you develop and discover this part of you and stop jumping from sheep to sheep, you will have built systems over 15 years. You would have built systems over 25 years. Any country where they drop you, all you need is your computer. You are ready to work. You are not saying, what can I do here? What do you people do here? You put that here, you should advise me. You are in the creator mode. So even before you move there, some people are moving to Canada. They didn't travel with their clothes here. They were traveling with wigs, creams, things they were going to sell. Because as far as they were concerned, they were in the creator-seller mode. They were not going there to say, so this is your place. Now, is it the capital? You are not here for history lessons. Is this one the capital? No, it's Ontario. Oh, okay, Ontario. Okay, so we have five capital. We are not here for that. They were already in that mode. For you, you just need your sewing machine. One. Maybe you are someone that has to do a lot of designs.
So let's assume, because one of the things you will know that will give you an idea about what that primary instrument that you really you will need anytime is that you will notice that over time you have more than one of those things with you. Hello, stay with me. You didn't get that. I said one of the ways you will know that there is something you should not travel around without, apart from your clothes. Something that you know you will always need to find your way is that you will have one or two or three of that type of item around you. For instance, if you're a designer, you may notice over time you accumulate computers, 2, 3, 4. But you will have a particular one that you travel with. You go around with. Because once you have this particular one, every asset and resource you need is on that system. That one, nothing must happen to that system, because once anything happens, you are going to come to village. Straight. There's no prayer, there's nothing, I want to rest. Until that system comes up, you will not be okay. There's something, if you're a fashion designer, there's one of your machines. If something happens to that machine, there will be a problem. You just know that this particular machine must always work. Whether I'm using it or not, is my go-to. You just know that there's this particular room in your space, maybe in your house. This room must always be in a particular state because of what you are able to achieve when you are working from here. If you look around your life, it seems God has already been giving you hints about how to bring out the creator mode. Because the thing about the creator mode is that you are going to do great and mighty things in that space. So this is the first thing, and because of time, I won't spend too much time here, but this is the first principle to dominion. You must locate the creator mode on the inside of you. And that thing is directly connected to the Holy Spirit. You need to walk with the Holy Spirit as a Christian. And I said something during the naming ceremony today, for those of you that were there. I said, even when you are very good at what you do at the office, there is a level that your skillfulness and your ability gets you to. From that point, it is spiritual power. Please hear me. Because the more you rise to the top, it becomes stiffer, intense. Right now, we may have assistant banking officers, for those of us who are in the bank, 5, 7 in a branch. Then they promote 3 out of the 7 into banking officers. Then the next promotion, they take one person, senior banking officer. If you are lucky, if you are unlucky, somebody from behind will come and join you there. Then from there, one person will move to assistant manager. Somebody will move to deputy manager. You see, but as you get to the top, they will now tell you, we cannot have 2 deputy managers in a branch. We need just 1. Oh, this branch is too small. The commission becomes very stiff. So it's not going to be about your skill anymore. There is something else that must now separate you from every other equally good person. So I want to present to you the second law. What is the first law? The creator mode. You must enter the creator mode. The second law is the partnership mode. You have to enter the partnership mode. After God began to fix the earth, the next thing he did was he put a woman in the life of Adam. Not as a subordinate, but as a helper. Which means that the work God was putting in Adam's life, it was too certain that Adam could not achieve it alone. So she was not in his life as a subordinate. She was in his life as a helper. The helper was as equally important as the one who was given the assignment. Because you cannot, you know, maybe very soon. I just don't want to, but I think maybe I should start teaching some business classes now. Because some people don't know that side of me, but let me just tell you, if you have a business, if you are listening to me now, you run your own business. Don't be the one creating the vision and the one discussing issuing receipts to customers. Employ someone to do that. Resist the temptation to be the one creating the vision and the one going to the counter and saying, let me write your receipt for you. There's a reason for that. Put somebody there and let him stay responsible. Have somebody come in and negotiate with clients and say, I will get approval from the CEO when he or she comes in. Take yourself out. Because the tendency to be emotional is very high. The tendency to, build a system that you compel to work. Don't show up and discuss operations with your team. Anyway, well, leave that one. Those are still some elements in the creator mode. But if you people encourage me, I'll do a Zoom class, separate Zoom class. We'll talk about some of these things. Because if you see anything that is working, it's not an accident. Somebody is doing something deliberately. I'll just share with some of my folks in the room, in the office there. Next, this month, we're in April. 9 days from now, we are going to be married for, would have married for 15 years. All right? Not too long ago, just 15. But if you look at our faces, you can't know. You understand? You can't know. But one thing I wanted to bring out from here is that after you have been married for 15 years, one of the things you will notice is that the definition of love changes. That Distinambari mode of, you know Distinambari? That Indian guy that sings. Some of you did not listen to. I can sing the song for you if you like. Some of you think I can't sing. I can sing the song for you right now. But in those days of India, India, and it's amazing that some of us sat down for hours to only to realize that the actor could not die. Distinambari, oh, Distinambari. There's just this thing about a lady being difficult, and when you start singing to her, she says yes. Only for us to realize that in real life, it didn't work that way. What is dancing by the tree, imagining that girl in your class, and you, both of you singing by the tree. And we realized we were in Nigeria. It didn't work. Singing won't get you the girl. Maybe I should write a book and title it, Singing Won't Get You the Girl. Single won't get the girl, so she'll sell 1 million copies. Some of you have seen another version of me today, amen. So where was that job, Baba? You see, if now everything I'm saying to you here is not anything God Himself doesn't do, because when God wanted to create the animals, the birds, say, let there be. Wanted to make the trees, let there be. Wanted to separate the waters from water, he just spoke about it. But when he wanted to create man, he didn't just talk about it. Say, let us. Partnership. Are you with me? God spoke to himself. Say, let us. I want us to do something. We've never done it before. But it's a novel idea. Let us. Peradventure, if there will be resistance. The scripture says a threefold cord is not easily broken. So the moment God brought in the word and the spirit, there was no devil anywhere. You must discover that even though you have discovered your creator mode, the enemy can sideline you if you are alone. He only needs to increase the level of your warfare. Please, are you with me? Are you listening? The devil only needs to increase the level of warfare you are facing. You now realize that you can't be praying about all the things going on in your life as a mother. You still have to take the children to school. You still have to rush to work. You still have to come back early. You have to cook. You have to check the assignment. So those people who go online and say, I'm 36, I'm divorced, do they really know what they are talking about? You can't. Do you know what it means to take care of two kids alone or one? How on earth can that be anything to be proud of? Except if life happened to you and you find yourself in that situation. There's nothing to be, it's not anything you should wish. It's not, if I ask Asha, sorry, what are you, please, what's your name? Fumi, Joe. I want to go and preach in Canada tomorrow. Please, can you quickly come tonight? Say, just like that. I'm at Ikeja. You are in, no. You won't want to say, Pastor, no. But I'm already sensing the hesitation. But if my wife was here, we will first have to discuss who will stay, who will go. You understand? We will first have to deal with that. It is when we now hit a roadblock. I'm not saying, Busayo. It's been a while. Why visit? Even though I'm not at home. Come and visit us, even though I'm on my way out. This is the key. You know where the gas is and everything. I'll see you later. I'm out. The place of partnership, God didn't touch the idea of creating man without partnership. God put man in his God environment only for him to realize that man was behaving like him. that the man was not fully optimized and fully functional because he had no partnership, no godly partnership. There are people here who should be in business, but God didn't call you to be in business alone. So you are struggling because you want to be like Elon Musk, but you don't want the work schedule of Elon Musk. Some of these guys just look at the Bible, they copy out the principles and it's working for them. But you spend your time praying. Are you still with me? Church is quiet too. Are you here? I'm telling you that whether you have a salaried job or you are not even doing anything now, I am putting the areas you need to focus on in your hands right now. Just, if you focus on this, you will grow in wealth, grow in influence. Nobody will be able to determine the level and the extent of your wisdom. As you get older, you become more influential. Partnership is very important. And that's why who you choose to travel with is very important. I was saying something about my marriage, and I was saying that as you get, you know, year after year in your marriage, the definition of love changes. It may not really be that old lovey-dovey thing. Love initially starts like that, you know, when you are dating and all. Then when, after you get married and you have bills to pay immediately after the wedding, love can become short temper or anger till you pay all the bills. Then after you've paid the bills, you realize that many of the expectations you had will not be realized because now you are in the house. So it's not all those things you wanted to do before you got married. Now he's not even talking about it. He's dashing out and telling you, see you later. He's telling you, I'll send you a text. Then it moves from that shock to accepting your fate. Then it now moves to, it doesn't have to be like that too, but because many times you didn't think it would be like, so it happens like that. So you are shocked. You start coming for counseling. So then next it moves to friendship. But one of the highest levels of love will be respect. So you may not believe me, but you will get there. And the moment you get to that point where in your heart you no longer respect your partner, the marriage is officially over, even if you are staying in the house for 20 years. So just keep that somewhere. So this issue of partnership was what God also tested in man. He put him in an environment and he saw that man could not function. Everybody had his partner. Everybody was doing well except man. After Adam was done doing whatever he needed to do, he had no one to talk to. He had a prayer life, but he had no one to talk to. He had fellowship with God, but no one to talk to. So God said he saw. That means he observed. God observed that it was not good for this type of man to be alone because there will be no accountability. God won't be there every time. And those are the things you look at when you want to make the decision for a life partner. Is this someone that feels he is accountable to you? This subject of every time you move from the creator mold, the next thing you should be looking for are the godly partners, the people or the person that God would. Please look at the principles that God himself set in motion for man. The principle that even God himself abides by. It's not just any type of partnership. It is not somebody marrying you because he thinks he's doing you a favor. It's not somebody telling you that, you know that without me, without me, you will be unmarried. You know, there are a lot of men that give those kind of vibes. All of you that said yes, have you been married before? In situationships, all of you in situationships, you've had that experience. As, well, this message is not about marriage, but it's a good example. You need that person that strolls into your life as though God brought them. Not the one you coerced.
and tried to be perfect for, only to realize that it was only for the photo ops. There was no match. You can't discuss business. You can't discuss marriage. You want 3 children. He's not sure if he wants kids. Oh, yes. There is nothing. You can't just be talking about those other kind of things. Those are the, that one is the icing on the cake. Nobody goes to a party to eat icing sugar. Come on, see, I hear you. At some point, even while playing around the cake, you take your knife at home. You are getting it. Because the cake is the real deal. This one is not even good for your age. You're almost 40. Partnership is so strategic. God is in partnerships. In fact, if the Lord is in anything you are doing, one of the signs you will notice is that he will put somebody there. The person might not even look like it, but the person will be there to help in one way or the other. Yeah. Hallelujah. So God made man, then he gave him a woman. And this message is not about women, it's about partnership. You must have that keen eye for the folks who are in your space, and you're asking, who among these people could be one of those that the Lord brought? Because your business may never hit the dominion level. There's a dominion level for businesses. There's a dominion level for marriages. We don't see that often because very few people hit that level. But it doesn't mean it's not there. So these are things you need to look at. You must, when you look at, I know you ladies are very good at staring at people. You can look into someone's eyes and see into their soul. Just the guy is just talking, just look straight into his eyes and see if there's element of dominion inside him or if he's a timid fellow. Does this one have the seed of partnership? Can you rub an idea with him and he's like, okay, why don't you do that? Why can he? In fact, that is a test you should give to any guy you want to settle down. See if he can better the idea you are putting in front of him. If he can't better it, drop him. Yes. Before you marry that girl, put an idea. Say, what do you think about this? And say, this will let me call someone for you. If not, you are making your bed with a liability. This issue of partnership can break your creator spirit. By the time you are having to make critical decisions and you just need someone to pick up that thing from where you dropped, and the person is like, what was this? What are you doing? So you have a partner that is only good for the cameras. No value, no nothing. She can't speak to the serpent. She can't address the serpent. She doesn't know how to do anything except smile. Just smiles. But the whole world is sharing that smile. It's not even for him. Please, are you here? I need you to see the deeper. So, looking at Genesis chapter 1, we saw a model that God created for what? For dominion. Dominion is not an accident. So we have, number one, enter the creator mode. Number two. Number three, contribution. What did I say was the third point? Contribution. Creator mode. So how do you trace your contribution? What are you bringing? What is your partner bringing to the table? And please don't tell me you are the table.
Because this message is not about the table. It's about what you are bringing. A lady said, they asked a lady, so what do you bring to the table? She said, this. Even me, I laughed where I was. I laughed. I said, well, you got it, you got it, you got it, you got it. Unfortunately, that one, if you are very lucky, you go to the gym, often you might keep it, but at some point it gives way. For whatever reason, nobody's talking about Kim Kardashian, so just think about it. At least I'm not thinking about her anymore. So that means she's not important. There were things those people knew that they didn't tell us, that people now have exposed on Instagram. If you take your supplements, D3, I was talking to my wife, so D3, vitamins D3. Eh? Do you know what it does for you? Eh? Vitamin D3 will not let you age. And yes, vitamin D3, just like vitamin C, it's a supplement. I'm not recommending any supplement for you. I know you are going to the pharmacy tomorrow. I know. But this message is not about buying supplements. You see some of these people like, how is she 50? And she still looks like, you remember some of them? They're in Nigeria. Aleki. She still looks like a goddess. Oh. It's vitamin D3. Don't say you heard it from me. But I'm telling you, by the time I'm 55, I'll still look like this. Eh? It's not immortality. It's not immortality. Even though I have it, it's vitamin C. So you... Please, let me ask your neighbor, your contribution to society is very important. Now, it's not just to society, to your partner, to the people around you. At that level, at that level, you are doing stuff for the world. You are not really talking about the company anymore. You are not really talking about, oh, how many computers can we sell? You start talking about, oh, how many free treatment for malaria can we get across? Like Bill Gates. So for everyone who is shouting, is the Antichrist, the Antichrist. But you know, are you aware that the malaria drug they gave your son at the hospital 3 months ago was courtesy that Antichrist? Cholera. You see, unfortunately, not everybody knows what to do, but who is willing to put the funds down? Somebody steps out of the corporate game and says, I want to start giving to society. What is he telling you? I don't know. This money doesn't mean anything. You see a rich man that is dying in the US. He says, I will everything to society. Some will it to their cat. The cat doesn't even know what to do with it. But some will it to society. Oh, this should go to this NGO. Some are supporting some projects in India and some of these things. At that point, is contribution. The good thing about contribution is that you don't have to wait till you are old. You can start a small project now. Something that can grow over time. You know, when I first got to Lagos, I was homeless. And I had a letter of appointment in my hands to work in a bank. But it's amazing that even with that letter, it was not a good reason for anybody to accommodate me. I thought with my letter, I will not be a liability. And anybody, I just call, Baba, I'm coming to Lagos. Say, you are welcome. My brother, I was not welcome. Even the man of God I stayed with was angry. Because I said I will stay for 2 weeks. I didn't know that you cannot get a house in Lagos. You know, there's a way you laugh. You know, there's one boy that normally laughs in all these memes. I didn't know that it's not like where I was coming from. Where there are empty houses. So I just need about 2 weeks. Even the brother did not explain to me. That is not possible. He just said, okay, just be fast and get out. I didn't know. After 2 weeks, he just started frowning. He didn't explain to me why he was frowning until I put two and two together. When I finally got a house, I just said, I found somewhere, but, you know,
He just changed. Give me five. This guy hasn't been smiling for. I didn't know. I didn't know that the. I just knew there was friction. He couldn't say to my face that I leave. But in his mind, you told me 2 weeks. Hey, oh, God, I told you 2 weeks. Yeah. I just got here now. So when I finally became more settled, that was the vision that led to the house of refuge. Because I remembered I came as though by night and I had nowhere to stay. So that was the vision that I gave back to the refugees. So it's contribution. All right? It's contribution. So if I had the money, that refuge house could have been a mansion and people would still stay there. If I'm worth billions and whatever, I will just expand the vision. I'm not praying for the vision. I already know we've done it at a lower scale. All I have to do is just expand it. All right? I can even ask people to join me and be blessed. Let's support young graduates. Or some of the projects we have with some of our people in the church, pay for their medical bills, pay school fees. It's because I have been there. So life is about contribution. So if tomorrow you get so old and you feel that you are not relevant, there is something that continues to give you zest, which are the people that you are a blessing to, their children's children. You will see yourself always running out there trying to raise some funds. It's not for you. You are okay. It's for these other people who need to also benefit. Life will not have any place for you if you don't give to it. You must give to it. No matter how small. Learn how to start. No matter how small. The kids in school, our children who are here, they are going to be on break very soon. They are going to resume maybe in another 2-3 weeks, right? You see, that's the thing. You don't really, and this message is not about buying biros. You can decide to go to the market and buy packets of biros and pencils and say, Pastor, let's give this to our children in Mende. You are learning it. Because one day you are going to sit in an interview and they will ask you, is what I've done. I ask the person I'm interviewing, tell me something about yourself that is not on this CV. Person is confused. C++, JavaScript. Can we put this one aside? I want to see your heart. I want to meet the... I don't know you. Whatever your application has brought you here, tell me something about you. See, Alfred, do you know people failed interviews because they didn't have soft skills that were not relevant? I didn't say relevant too. Most times people are looking for skills that are relevant. I said people have failed interviews because they were computer whiz. They could, do stuff. And then the interviewer says, oh, tell me something about it. I say, well, I'm also into fashion. Oh, really? Do you know when you said I'm into fashion, do you know what the person was hearing? He wasn't hearing clothes. He was hearing detail. For you to be able to design, cut in certain shapes and piece those things together, it means you must have a level. You can't. A fashion designer is like a surgeon. If you touch the wrong organ while trying to cut the person dies, can rupture, start bleeding to death. You cut the wrong the cloth you damage the entire material. Expensive material. You now hear that, oh, that thing, there is not even Nigeria. They say they brought it from UK. just pack your load and run away to Accra. Or run to some country where, because you'll be arrested. So you don't look at, I like what you are wearing. Oh, my sister, it is detail. Please say detail. Detail. So when you talk to me, I say, oh, I'm into fashion. Oh, really? You like, okay, what you are wearing? I designed what I'm wearing. I'm wearing my own product. Oh. What I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, is that you have the patience to sit with something till you get it right. From point A to the last point, point B, when the product comes out. I'm hearing that if you are the team lead of this, whatever we are recruiting you for, you have what it takes to sit over a process. And you are looking at, oh, we're having it. You can see where the problem in that project is. You can rush there and say, no, this should not be at this level. You can adjust it. You are not a sit tight or guy at the top. You are not just a boss who knows how to say everybody is wrong. You can also roll your sleeves and say, no, no, move this to this point, and the machine starts working. These are the weird questions people are being asked at interviews now. Because if you didn't even have any idea, they won't invite you for a chat. Now we want to know, what have you been doing? Oh, you've been out of job for 2 years. What have you been doing? Nothing. You are failed. Out. Somebody was with me recently, less than a week ago. Say, Pastor, I've been out of job for 2 years. I can do this. I say, what do you mean by I can do? I don't understand what you mean by. You see, this dominion thing is a mindset, and it reflects in the way you talk. I'm going to hook you up with Dangote's wife. She needs a particular dress. Can you see this design? Okay, yeah. Can you produce this in 1 week? I need you to shut down everything you are doing. Get me this thing in 1 week. We are bringing the materials now. No errors. Swear that there will be no error. The person says this to you. Hello? You see, the thing about dominion is that Pastor David, behind dominion, behind the algorithm, is a lot of demo, practice. So you give me this equipment, this material that belongs to, in quote, Dangote's wife. I'm not going to touch that material. I will go to the market and buy another material. Then I will. So I'm going to practice. I know what I'm doing. I'm not a newbie. I'm going to produce that design on this Ankara material. Eventually, if it comes out fine, it's mine. But I'm going to watch out for all the points where I missed it at the first time. Oh, the shoulder. Oh, the waistline. I'm going to watch out because those are likely going to be the areas I'm going to have issues with that material. Because now this is a demo account. That one is going to be a real one. So your fear level will be heightened. So I need to, don't mind, you don't like spending money. Don't mind, you will probably buy 3 different types of materials. Just get it. You see, the moment you take your scalpel, like a surgeon, or your scissors, and you mark that dress, it has to be with one sweep. No error. Before, when you say dominion, you need to know that before God said, let us make man, he said so many things. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
He said so many things. Before God said, let us make man. Are you catching it? You have not caught it. Are you catching it? He said so many things, and he saw it and said, and he assessed, he said it was good. But go and read that chapter. When he made man, did he say it was good? He said it was very good. Look for that scripture, put it up. King James. When God made all these other things, say, let the waters be separated, and this one. Look at this one. He said, God saw that it was good. Please go to, is it 27, 28 now? Except it's my version. Look at 31. Go to verse 30. Okay, is it 31? Okay, go to 31. Then God saw everything that he had made. And indeed, it was very good. This was after he had made man. So the evening and the morning were the 6th day. 7 days he rested. But look at how many, he made the birds. He separated the waters. He created the timeline, day and night. He did so many things by just speaking. And it was as though you would say, if it were to be man, we were rehearsing, preparing for that big moment. preparing for that big day. You see, you just need one moment that defines you. But you see, every other thing will be a dress rehearsal. Not I can. I asked the brother, I said, what do you mean by I can? He said, I can. If you give me, when I look at a fish farm, a tank, I can. I said, who passes an interview telling the interviewer, I can? And he said, now I've not been working for 3 years. I said, my fault. Is that my fault? I said, you are in front. I said, I'm a pastor and you are in front of me and I'm telling you, you failed. What do you mean by I can? I said, whatever happened to your LinkedIn account? You have been out of job. Are you hearing me, somebody? I don't know what's wrong with this mic, but can you hear me at the back? Huh? Whatever happened to your LinkedIn account, you go to your LinkedIn and say, oh, this is how to prevent corrosion on a tank farm. You don't give all the tips. You give them just a tip and say, well, we are having a Zoom class. If you want to learn more, you know nobody is coming for the Zoom class. And you are not planning to do it. You just post it there to look busy. You put tidbits of certain things that are like the critical areas in your profession. You just go to put a small note. By the time you are talking to the interviewer, this man has an investment worth $25 billion. You think he wants to talk to somebody who said, I can. I don't want to talk to you. This is not a movie. I need to know that if I put this thing in your hands and I leave the country, everywhere will not be on fire. I need pictures. I need to see when your helmet and your safety jacket, I need to see you going, some kind of evidence that you are not a riffraff. I need to see the papers, the materials. Maybe there are like 3 people in that interview. And then you just say, on my LinkedIn page, I normally do weekly posts that are related to how to manage your fish farm and all of that, both on an industrial level, blah, blah, blah. As you are speaking, the third person in that interview panel is already going to LinkedIn to check. To check. You can't expect anybody to believe you that you are ready. You got to be ready before that day. Then I say, this person is even more experienced. We can't give her this role. Let's make her a senior manager. Let her head the team. They thought they were recruiting for an officer. But when they saw the level of experience, your ability to teach, tutor, train, and guide, they saw all those short posts you put on LinkedIn. You are not a professional dancer. What are you doing in front of the camera, dancing and shaking your body? Nobody is going to award anything to you for that. There's nothing about it that speaks of dominion if you are not a professional dancer. Why do you think you go to the embassy? They say you are married. They are asking for pictures. They are asking for videos. They are asking for... we have been married. My friend was going to relocate abroad. They said his wife was coming. They said he should confirm that he's still married to her. He said, we are married. He said, proof. Everybody is asking for proof. He had to send his bank statement, showing evidence that even though he was in Nigeria, he was still sending funds to his family in the UK. Bank statement. And if you like, send, don't put narration. She understands what I'm sending. You'll be separated from your family forever. Come on, say contribution. Huh? WhatsApp chat. Not just say this, you say, I miss you, I love you. Oh, how's it been? Oh, okay, let's talk tomorrow. Let's do a video call. You that you are from Igbo Bini, you people don't show emotions, you don't show anything. Now, you're about to find yourself in trouble. Say, because your pastor is saying you should not be emotional. Now you are in trouble because you don't have any evidence to show that you love this woman. You will explain tire. If you want, there's nothing wrong with you having a job now. What I'm telling you is that even at a certain point, you will become too old for your employer. Don't wait for that day. God will bless the work of your hands, not the job that you have. Did you hear me? It will bless the work of your hands, not the job that you have. So that job that you have must become a skill in your hands. You must become so good at it that even if they take the job away, you can start a company. You see people here with a master's degree doing their fingers like they can't do nothing. But when they are going to Canada, what they tell them to go and learn some kind of handwork and some skill, because Canada doesn't smile. If you can't play it here, you can't. We were talking to Obi, which was it 2 years ago, I'll be last year. Obi used to be in this church, Okpe. They got to the UK. You can't be using £40 to cut your hair. Hey, press your calculator times 2,000. How much is that one? Hey, 8,000 to cut my hair for 1 week. I saw my brother on Facebook. He's keeping his head doing like this. It was not guy. There's no budget. See, when is that? Everybody in the UK, okay. It's not cold though, it's not weather. It's not weather. 40 pounds. The Nigerian in you will not allow you to barb that hair. The Nigerian in you, you thought you became a British. My brother, he said the wife had to start cutting his hair for him. I can't do this. He said, I cannot be paying for my two kids and be paying extra £40. Let us know it is the kids we are going to the saloon for. He too started learning how to plait his wife's hair. Sometimes certain things need to happen to you for you to realize that your destiny had always been within your fingers. Your destiny had always been within your only pride. Pride kept you from your destiny. If your destiny is upon your tongue, start speaking. Don't let nobody hold you back. If your destiny is within your pen, start writing. You will not gain mastery if you don't practice. You will not gain mastery. The creator mode in you will not come out until you start. You got to start and be willing to do it for free. Start. You will get to a level, you will have people who say, look, I can actually cook this food though, but I don't have time. I want to prioritize. How much is it going to cost? 25,000. Please, just cook this stew, I beg. When you are done, bring it. Like, just to cook away, do and beg. 25,000. That's your fee. Madam, is this every week? Do you have any other friends? I'll be resuming here. I can come to lick you. We go anywhere. You now realize that 25,000 is not even the woman's perception of, like, oh, she's paying you. For her, she's buying her peace. Sister, let me just prepare something. You did this. You know what? Okay. Can you do this like 3 times? What else can you do? You will outsource it. There's a level you get to. You don't compare your wife to cook. Don't compare your wife to cook. Say, in my house, I must eat fresh food. Oh, oh, Lord, you don't have money. Come on, say dominion. Partnership. Contribution. If you sit down, go back home, and settle with this thing, and look yourself hard in the mirror. Because what some of you are even thinking is that, you now realize you don't really have any well-refined skill. Any well-refined skill that for you to be anything, you still need to depend on somebody saying you got the job. So these are the matters you will now take to God in prayer. You may not have too many gifts. You may just have this eye for error. If you read through a line of paper, you can say, the tenses are wrong. You are able to proofread. You are able to see there should be a comma, there should be a full. That's a rare gift. Not everybody has it. The pastor is just shouting, Holy Ghost. The pastor doesn't know where the full stop is. As anointed as T.D. Jakes was, he was an illiterate. People had to put punctuation. T.D. Jakes was asked to, he was writing, he wanted to talk about Holy Ghost. He said Holy Ghost, he spelled it as O-L-Y, holy. He didn't put H. He wanted to write Holy Ghost. So if you are not sensitive, you will know that O-L-Y is holy. You will think he's saying something else. But he was anointed, yet the Holy Spirit did not correct his grammar. false prophets, hey, in bad English. And the Spirit did not tell, that's not what I said. I want you to go home and look yourself hard in the mirror. Once you find that thing, and you came to this world with that thing. You came to this world with that thing. Sometimes life happens to you. You lose. You don't even know yourself. I said you came to this world. There is nobody God came, brought here empty. Some people can just look at you and sell what you already have to you. Say, do you know this pen? It's yours, right? I can make this pen sing. And they do it with a smile. You believe them immediately. Say, no, these are the days of AI. You've paid only to realize that it's only going to change the color from blue to black. The thing is not actually singing. What he meant was, I'll make the pen perfect. But he sold a lie to you. Fair marketers. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? So tonight, we want to trigger the creator mode. And believe me, this is an abridged version of this message because I'm supposed to take the creator mode and break it down so that you can see some of the little aspects. And whether you are 10 years old or 15 or 25 or 45, I'm talking to you. I was showing my wife somebody's YouTube channel that popped up while we were coming back from Pastor Tokwe's place. I don't know the lady. It's a young girl. Just popped up. And what was she saying? Thank you to 45 million subscribers. Pastor David. I said, sir, not 45,000. A young girl. 45 million. There are countries in Africa that don't have 45 million citizens. Say thank you to 45. Let's go for 50. I said, what does this girl even do? You know, for you ladies, you don't know you have fine girl privilege. You guys are not using it. I went to the guest channel. What does she do? Nothing. She takes a football and tries to shoot it into the post. She tries to do repeat some of the stunts of Ronaldo, Messi. She said, I want to see if I can. Sometimes it is you fall down. You see? Like, follow, subscribe. 1 video, 7 million views. How much is YouTube going to pay her? She's being paid to be clumsy. You are afraid of what people will say. You are waiting for people to say, well done. See, most people are not going anywhere. So the moment they know you are doing something, warfare will start. They won't praise you. There's only one person that is rooting for you, and those are your parents, and your husband, and your wife. Those who have a stake in your life. Not your friend. Your best friend doesn't like the fact that you are making progress. But she can't say it to your face. That's why she stopped coming for prayer meeting. And here you are thinking you have prayer partner. You think everybody, you think I left here, went to the abroad. You are still doing better than I am there. Is that not the idea of going abroad? To have a better life? And you are still the one encouraging him. Don't give up. You know, this is what the Holy Spirit said to me yesterday. I know the Holy Spirit is very faithful. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is talking to her. Go back home and speak to that creator on the inside of you. Don't let life define you like a failure. You are not. You are not. It's just that you have not discovered it, but you are not a failure. And all of us at some point, we also didn't know. Don't let anybody give you the impression that it's late. It's not late. It's only when you are dead that we can say it's late. Somebody wrote a book after reaping the country dry. Still wrote a book and made over 17 billion. I didn't know books were that valuable. But you must be good at something, good or bad. The guy was good at something bad. And he still sold a book. Do you think any of those politicians are going to read that book? Nobody reads it. And the 1 billion you gave him is for one copy. And you are not going to read it. I said you are planning to repeat what he did. There's a creator. There's someone inside of you that needs to wake up. Wisdom, you are such a lovely guy. I'm telling you that you can begin to make fantastic money with just a clipper in your hands. And people will come to you because you have a wonderful personality, not because you can cut hair. Just your personality. When people come, they're like, ah, Tunde, where you are, Femia, yeah, I missed you, I saw you yesterday. The way you play with their kids, they love you, the parents love you. When they tell their children to go, to say, go, make sure you go to Uncle Wisdom's place. Don't go to the other one, that his face is always like tiger. Go to this. Go. Come on, are you here now?
Yes,
monetize your smile. Be smiling at the wrong people. I want you to pray in 1 minute and ask the Lord to begin to bring divine discoveries to you. There are things you've known about yourself, but there are things you now need to know again. So you need the Holy Spirit to brood and reveal certain things to you. Can you ask the Holy Spirit, please, can you reveal myself to me? Can you show me things I didn't know was there? Please, this prayer is for you. So I want you to pray it with every depth of seriousness. Can you ask the Holy Spirit, please, Holy Spirit, can you show me something about myself that I have never discovered? Something I didn't know was there. Something that will move me to the next level. Can you pray for, and if you're online, you can also say the same prayer. Pray that prayer for your children. Pray that prayer for your future husband. Don't leave anything to chance. If you're online or you are expecting a baby, put your hands on your stomach and say, God, my child will discover early. My baby will discover early. My children will not get so old until they find. They are going to know as soon as they hit this world, they are going to begin to discover that which you brought them into this world for. When you go home, lay hands on your children and speak over them. Because after today, a lot is going to change for you. You are going to begin to take up projects. You will begin to initiate your own projects. You are going to begin to do things that nobody would have ever thought. You would become a surprise to yourself. You are going to break your own records. And your influence will increase. Your dominion will increase. You are going to come into kingdom partnerships. You are going to begin to, you will no longer be timid. Because your influence will rise and there will be a beckoning on your gift by kings. Kings will begin to beckon on you. They will beckon on you. Something is going to change about your life. And this is the dominion mandate. You are going to come into divine discovery of your creator mode. You are going to find out certain things about you that you didn't know was there in multiple supply. You are going to come into partnerships. You are going to come into contributions. You are going to begin to make contributions to support the journey and the destiny of many other people. Many people will discover themselves because of you.